I'm delighted to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Dennis Gromelski. He's executive director and co-founder of the Fusion Theater Company, which is presenting a play called The Other Place by Char White. It's tonight and tomorrow at the Lensic. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte, for having me back.
Now, this is a play, The Other Place, that has a big mystery in it. And the mystery is so thick that even online, nobody will give you plot summaries. So I actually don't know what happens in it. But it's basically about a woman who is in her 50s, very high-powered, successful career woman, whose life is beginning to fall apart.
Things change for her, unquestionably, at the top of the show. Her husband is seemingly divorcing her. She has a serious health issue. And as the play goes on, you start to learn more and more about what might be her life circumstance. You know, you mentioned just now about the well-kept secret. I have to say, I still don't know what happens in the Harry Potter series. It's that kind of, you know, who died or not, you know, I still don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? It's
don't
out
tell
there.
Me. Don't tell me.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I still have to watch them one day.
But God forbid, read them.
Yeah. Or listen to them. yeah, you know, this piece has been really tough to market. And it's pretty much, you can't say much about the show without giving it away. I will say that Jacqueline Reed, who stars in this production, has very aptly titled it, subtitled it, I guess, a medical marriage thriller.
That's good.
Yeah, and it kind of works on all those levels.
Yeah. And so the play, it's one of those plays that although there are multiple characters, it basically lives or dies depending on the intensity of the performance of the main character, Juliana.
Yeah, without a doubt. This is a piece that actually Laurie Metcalf, when this was on Broadway last year, she starred in it off-Broadway and on Broadway last year, and it was, you know, she was nominated for a Tony, losing out eventually to Cicely Tyson in A Trip to Bountiful. A heck of a piece. The lead character, Juliana, never leaves the stage. She is surrounded by three other actors in the play who take on about six other roles. So it's tough to describe, but the actual character arcs in this are very malleable. There are three other actors playing different characters and all very pertinent to the storyline, and the deeper that you get into this piece, the less sure you, as a patron watching it, the less sure you are of what you're seeing. And it's not until the very end of the show that things are really divulged and you have a more full understanding of what's going on the stage. And we've been thrilled. We just closed our Albuquerque run. We actually had to add additional performances to the run because it's the kind of piece that people really do want to see. It's meaningful theater, no question.
It's interesting that it's written in such a way that one person plays the lead role and then the other people who come and go can be played multiple roles by the same actor. Is that, like, on the part of the playwright, a way to do a low-budget play?
In this case, I would say no. You know, as a being involved in the selection of the pieces for the course of the season, you know, the last couple years, people have been, or theater companies have been looking at shows that basically have no more than four people in them. But I don't think Char White, the playwright, wrote it in that regard. The number of roles that the other actors play is directly representative of the storyline and the importance of each character. It would have watered it down, I think, if you had had three or four additional actors involved. It's a memory play, you know, something that's often mentioned in terms of a lot of Tennessee Williams works, for instance. But it really is. It jumps time periods and it jumps realities. And it's very uniquely structured. I can't think of another play that has a structure, theatrical and literate structure, as this one does in the last several years, the last 10 years probably.
So the play is called The Other Place. What is The Other Place?
The other place physically represents a home that the lead character has had, a second home that her family's had in Cape Cod, a vacation weekend home. And it's also the other place is really representative on what's going on in the character's minds during the course of the show.
Now, it's directed by Shepard Sobel. Who's that?
Shepard Sobel, we are thrilled to have him in New Mexico. He and his wife, Joanne Camp, who was a Tony nominee in New York, she's an Obie Award winner, but Shep founded the Pearl Theater Company in Manhattan, which formerly used to be on St. Mark's Place, for 25 years. They had a company of actors doing nothing but classical theater. Stunning achievement and accomplishment to have that happen in Manhattan. And they had, I think, 12, 13 actors on payroll the entire time that they were doing that. And Shep, it's first time to the main stage with us. He had directed a short piece for the Seven and a reading for us in the past, and we're thrilled that he brought his talents to this production. We're thrilled as well for the rest of our cast members. Other than Jacqueline Reed, who's one of our co-founders, we have Scott Harrison has returned to the boards.
Yay.
With us. And Scott, of course, is the founder of Ironweed Productions here in Santa Fe, and he was our C.S. Lewis in Freud's Last Session, people might remember from the beginning of last season. Also joining us from New York is Celia Schaefer, who is a terrific actress, her first time with Fusion, and I can say, I guess, now that the cat's kind of out of the bag, she's a former classmate of Jacqueline Reed's at the North Carolina School of the Arts, the conservatory program, and they hadn't seen each other in 25 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And for them to be together in this production has been incredible because seemingly, I mean, it was just like, hey, how you doing? A couple hugs, and then all of a sudden, right into the work.
Yeah.
You know, just like it must have been back in the day. And the three women that came out of that conservatory program were Celia and Jacqueline and Mary Louise Parker, who's just been in a recent Char White production on Broadway, The Snow Geese, as well.
The play is called The Other Place by Char White, directed by Shepard Sobel. It's at the Lensic tonight and tomorrow. Tonight at 8, tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon, and again at 8 in the evening. And thank you for the civilized hour of 8 o'clock. We like this.
Yeah, yeah. You can get dinner in beforehand, no question.
Exactly.
I did want to mention that about the Lensic, the new ticketing, very excitedly. Lensic has switched after many years to a brand new ticketing system, which is going to open, I think, the world a little bit in the terms of ticketing, being able to choose seats online and just being more effective with than their older ticketing system. That will be up and online for our show this weekend for the very first time, and tickets can be purchased at ticketssantafe.org or at 988-1234.
And you can also go to the Lensic box office. And, of course, your play is the one play that didn't benefit from the new ticket system because the box office has been down all week. So, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to check out the Fusion Theater Company, a wonderful professional theater company here in New Mexico. Dennis Grimelski is its executive director and co-founder. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Great to be here, Mary Charlotte.